The 2012 presidential election is years away, but still the jockeying is well underway for potential presidential candidates. This week, several thousand party activists have gathered in New Orleans for the Southern Republican Leadership Conference. The list of the speakers includes some of those who may not be, who will be, who knows, challengers to President Obama.
When they opened the doors to the ballroom at the New Orleans Riverside Hilton yesterday, the crowd rushed in, hustling down front, staking out space near the stage as though at a rock concert. The attraction was former Governor Sarah Palin. On every seat, a foot-long stick of caribou jerky from Alaska, tied with the red ribbon and a tag with addresses for Palin on Facebook and Twitter. In her speech, Palin mocked President Obama's policies, foreign and domestic. She called for the new health care law to be repealed, and she delivered an extended denunciation of the president's recent announcement that he'll open up more offshore areas for oil exploration. Long a wider drilling advocate, Palin says the plan accomplishes little and does it too slowly.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
Palin hasn't said if she's running in 2012. Many think she's using this year to promote her media career, but has no plans for a real campaign. Another prospect spoke to the conference a night earlier, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and he too said he won't make up his mind until next year. Yesterday's other speaker, who's considering a run, is Texas Governor Rick Perry. He spoke highly of the Tea Party movement, sending a message to fellow Republicans about what they did wrong when they swept into power a decade ago.
Republicans got frustrated. They got frustrated because we elected men and women who said, you know, elect us and we're going to go to Washington, D.C. with an R behind our names. And they went to Washington, D.C. and we ended up couldn't tell the difference between whether they were Republicans or Democrats. That's what happened to the Republican Party.
Today there'll be speeches by more who could be in the mix when the campaign starts for real a year or so from now. Texas Congressman Ron Paul, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty will speak via videotape, but attendees will not hear from two veterans of the 2008 primaries, Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee. Voting is already underway in a straw poll at the event. 4 years ago, at the same event, a similar straw poll was held. The winner was Tennessee's Bill Frist, then the Senate Majority Leader and widely assumed to be running. In the end, he didn't. There was another prominent speech at the Southern Republican Leadership Conference yesterday by Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council. The social conservative cautioned the crowd, saying that even with polls showing Democrats vulnerable this year and Democratic voters far less enthusiastic than they were during the 08 campaign, nothing is guaranteed.
Just because the Democrats have stumbled and are stumbling, that's not going to be an automatic windfall for the Republicans. The Republicans, remember, lost the confidence of the American voter through excessive spending and through their moral lapses. They're going to have to regain the trust of the voter.
Ann Perkins says the current controversies that the Republican National Committee is trying to overcome have done damage. That includes a $2,000 tab for a night out with donors at a West Hollywood strip club and reports of lavish spending on private planes and other luxuries. But others here maintain that the RNC isn't on the minds of most voters. And most of those gathered this weekend believe they only need to come up with good individual candidates, that if they promote core Republican values, they'll fare quite well in comparison to the party in power come November. Don Gagne, NPR News, New Orleans.